Searching y vamos. Test Kislev, Tov Shalamed Vav, November 13th, 1975.
In other words, back to the same kash, the original kash of the Gemara. Why do we need the posse? Why does the Torah have to mention special Zerzakos, Xeras Shove of Vileo? That the essay of Yivim is not Deiche, the laces he has because even without the special Zerzakosuf, I would know that the essay of Yivim could not be Deiche, the laces of Kores of Achizik. So the Gemara tried to say that without the Leo, I would say that the essay of Yivim should be Deiche because I would learn out from Yudav, and the Gemara refuted that, so then the Gemara tried to say that without the Leo I could say that the Esser of Yivim should be Deiche the Yisra Vachetzisho because of Yalfuse from Migdosh, being with Amigdosh, so the Gemara refuted that too. So now the Gemara is saying something else. If the Torah hadn't mentioned the Leo, I would say that the Esser of Yivim should be Deiche the Yisra Vachetzisho, Yalfuse from Avot, Teisem Avot. Tonim Rabbi Shmuel, why does the Torah have to say? Lisivaru is because you say him, Matamud Leima. No, the Lisivaru is not. So the Gemara thought that the Gemara was saying that the whole posik of Lisivaru is superfluous. Because there is a Melach, there is a Lav Lisase, called Melach. Naseres Adibres. So, All the melochets are included in it. Why does the Torah have to say Lisivaru? Matamud leima. Ile Rabbi Yisi leav. Ile Rabbi Nosan lechale. No, Lisivaru is not superfluous because according to Rabbi Yisi, so avore leav yotzis. So in other words, avore does not come within the category of lamates melochet of lisasik or meloch. But so it's a special azore. So if the Torah hadn't mentioned Lisivaru, then Avore wouldn't even be Ose. And according to Rav Nosson, that Lisivaru, that Avore comes within Lantes Loches, it's still necessary for the Torah to mention Lisivaru, to point out a certain Aloche, Lichalik. In other words, that if someone do many Loches, Behelem Achad, and Behelem Loches, not Behelem Shabbos, so Bechaye Vechatos for each Loche, that's the Aloche. In other words, if somebody, let's say, writes and carries on Shabbos and plants on Shabbos and builds on Shabbos because he labors under the mistaken notion that it's Sunday, it's Friday, so then he's chayav one chatos for all the melochas, for building and writing and carrying and sowing and planting and so on. But if, let's say, he knows that it's Shabbos, but he's mistaken, he thinks that it's mutar to write. He is mistaken, he thinks it's muta to carry the Rishis Rabbi. He is mistaken, he thinks it's muta to sow. And he thinks it's muta to carry. So then, he's chayev, he separate chatos for each meloche. That's the reason as to why the Torah had to spell out Avore, even though Avore is included in the general law of Lissasik HaMelocho, to spell out, to advise us that lichale, that if there he does many meloches, behele meloches, so it's chayav chatos for each and every melach. So the lisavaru is not superfluous. So why do you say matam leima? Matam leima. You were Rabbi Yitzchak leav and Rabbi Nosson lechali. Itanya veigal leav yotzes. You were Rabbi Yitzchak and Nosson lechali. Veyomarove tane mishoves kokash. Not that lisav the whole posik of lisavaru is chonvesechem is superfluous. No, it's not superfluous. But the expression mishvesechem is superfluous. Why do the Torah have to say Lisivaru Eich B'chom Yesichem? The Torah could have said Lisivaru Eich. So I would know Lav Yotzes, Lechalik Yotzes. Why do they have to say B'chom Yesichem? In all your establishments? So Mishob is Matal Melema Mer de Shabbos Chivis Agufi V'chivis Aguf Neheges Bein Be'eres Bein Chut Loretz. We couldn't say the reason as to why the Torah said B'chom Yesichem to advise us the Shabbos is neik, not only in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz too. I mean, how could it be so kedaitoch? The Shabbos should not be neik in Chutz La'aretz. There is a cloud that misses at Louis Boret, something that relate to the karki, are only neik in Boret, not in Chutz La'aretz. But Shabbos is a chiles aguf, it's not a chiles kar. Mishum is because Rachmona b'Shabbos normally. So this is apparently superfluous. Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Talmud Echad, Rifi Shneema, Vechiyah Biish, Chait Mishpat Moves, Vihumos. Shemei Ani Bein. So in other words, he has to be executed. Shemei Ani Yud Bein Bechayu Bein b'Shabbos. That the execution can take place on Shabbos too. Even though there is an Issa Meloche, and every execution involves a Meloche of Mitzvahs Nishome, another Meloche. Another Meloche. So I could say that the mitzvah of carrying out the Din Bezdin, the Inish Bezdin, is Deiche, the Issa Meloche. So Mani Mikai Shemei Ani. Bein Michael, Bein Mishabes. Umani Mikai Mechalel, Omei Siuman, Bishom Loch, Eschutz Mizbezen. O Yeina Afilu Mizbezen. Umani Mikai Mumas, Michael, Veloi Mishabes. O Yeina Afilu Mishabes. In other words, there is an argument pro and con. You could argue that the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezen, of English Bezen, is Deicha Shabes. And you could argue it's not Deicha. Talmud Leim, Alis, Valei, Vachom, Mishesech. In other words, it's not Deicha. Well, how Leim, והיו אלו לכם מחוקס מישהו את הנסיכם, כל הנסיכם, מה משווה יש האמור יש להלום בבזן? So משווה יש means, even in בזן, so Shabbos has to be observed. In other words, that if someone is חייב מיסה, the execution cannot be carried out on Shabbos. מה משווה יש האמור להלום בבזן? אך משווה יש האמור יקם בבזן. ואומר רחמון אלו יסיבה, מה אלו אברב נוסט? דאומר לחלק יוצא. So in other words, so Avore is one of the Lantes Melochas, so it's a Lav Sheish Bekoret. And still, the Torah says that Misas Bezden is Nash Deiche, the Issa Kores of Avore. Hol Avore Doches, only here it's not Deiche. But the Alme, it is Deiche. So that is a general Mokeh. That is a Mokeh for the general principle, that an essay is Deiche, Lav Sheish Bekoret, except that Misas Bezden not. So Mimele, the Torah had to mention the Gzeres HaKosef of Aleo to advise us that even though generally, so an essay is Deich Leishim Koresh, but Yidm is not Deich. Loi Rabbi Yez, how do you know that this Vaisi that says that the Mishviseichem tells us that Mrs. Bezden is not Deich, but in any other place an essay is Deich, that does not accord with Rav Nosson, it accords with Rabbi Yisi. So according to Rabbi Yisi, Avor, there is no Koret, it's only Lav, like Tchumim, Lididam. So it's only Lav. So that's why the Torah tells us that Mrs. Bezden is not Deich, even the Lav of Avor, that there's no Koret. But generally, a Lav is Nitche by an essay. Mashein ki, Lishay b'Koret, so generally it's not me. We Rabbi Yisi. So the Gemara says, no. V'tevin amir Rabbi Yisi. Eim adom Rabbi Yisi. Havore l'av yotis. Havore gredete. Havore di bezden. Bishul psilo. V'yomar av sheishes. Mali bishul psilo. Mali bishul samoni. So even if you say that this Baisek accords with Rabbi Yisi, and according to Rabbi Yisi, Havore does not involve the Nisakores. It's not one of the Antes Meloches. It's a special law. Like Tchumi. So it's a special lav, it's a lav grade. But here the Torah tells us that you cannot meet out the inish of Sreifa and Shabbos. So the mashma, because of a special halacha, but otherwise, it should be deiche. Any other mitzvah would be deiche, a similar lav, a similar isa. Now, and even according to Rabbi Yitzi, but, the carrying out of the inish of Sreife involves not only the Meloch of Havore, the Meloch of Bishma as well. So because the one who is high of Sreife had to swallow that molten lead. So Mimele, and preparing the lead, so that involved a Meloch of Bishma. And that's Islam, that's Lachis. And still the Torah says that in Ishbezdin is not Deiche, but any other mitzvah is Deiche, a similar Issa of Lametes Lachis, like Bishop. So it's a Raya, so herein we have a Mokia for the general principle that an essay is Deiche Leishim Bekoris. Alright, this is what the Gemara is saying. Now let's see the Raji. Matal Mudleima, Malikonem Elisasa Komolov,
ולאו יוצא, סלימה שחיוב נורא קורוס הסכיל ולאו ים. וחלק של היטיבר חיוב הסכיל עד שחל שבס בכל מלוחץ. וכך יוצא סעבור מן הכלל וחלק מעבר מיוחדש. שיהיה אב מלוכה, וחיים לקורס הסכיל בפני עצמו, אף כל שהוא אב מלוכה. That the Russian and Rashi explain lichalik. So what's the pshat lichalik? The pshat lichalik is that if someone does many meloches, the hell of meloches, so the aloha is that he is chayev for each meloch separate. If it's Belem Shabbos, he's chayev zdei meloches, but Helem Shabbos, he doesn't know his Shabbos. He's chayiv only one chatos, but if it is behelim meloches and behelim meloches, so that was the reason as to why he writes, because he doesn't know that writing is osa. The reason as to why he carries oishes ram, because he doesn't know itzoy is osa. So mimele it's a poich goges is chayiv sevet chatos. The lotion of Rashi is mashma something else. Lechalik shalitimar in chayiv stile at sheyichalul shabbos bichol meloches. לכך יוצא סעבור מן הכלל לחליק מעבור מיוחד שיהיו מלוכה וחייב לקורס וסקילו בפני עצמי אף כל שיהיו מלוכה. In other words, so without the drosh of לחליק, without the drosh of לחליק, I would say that one is not חייב קורס or מיסה until he does all the מלוכס. All מלוכס is very strange. I mean, there is no such talk that I talk in the Gemara. The only purpose is that he's chayev a separate chatos on each meloche, but not that without this drosha of the chalik, I would say that if one is mechal Shabbos in one meloche, not in all the lametes meloches, so he's not chayev mise. I mean, that I wouldn't say. The chalik shleitimer chayev skilat shechal Shabbos b'chol meloches, v'kach yotzei davorim naklal lechalik ma'avorim yechedei shu'av meloche. We chayu the chorus of skill with Natsav Kol Sham Loche. And Rashi doesn't even mention Chatos. Very strange, this Rashi. Alright. Horegasino. Voma Robe Mishviseichem, Bechom Mokem Shate Yeshim, Afilu Chusvoret. Chivisa Gufi. Veinetluyo Bikarka, Kikwayim Viole, Utrumi Tzumaisas. Chivisa Gufi, Kikwayim Viole, Utrumi Tzumaisas. Oyeine. Alright. Voye Lachem Gam Mizizbez, Miksi Pasha Sotzer. Ma Mishov Samurim Mahalon, Mizizbez, Nakut Bederav Kam. My love, the Rav Nosni Dom Ravora Avlochi Uvikores Avlochi Ilav Dashminen Avamine Ose Es the Humas Vidochale Psilo Shaleiva Matich Vizirko Visichpi Vireles Lesichmeo Vai Bishul Gomoru Vi Avlochu Vi Mishki Alfino Ubishul Samonim Hoyo Bamilachas Amishkin Vitavi Atriles Vitilashon. Now so we see from this Gemore Agavurche Haloches Ligabi Shabbos. First of all we see that Bishul is not limited after to a food article. One could think Bishul is only shayach in the food. So you cook, you have a vashel meat, you have a vashel, I mean, whatever it is. But in metal, I mean, that is metal. That Bishul should be shayach in either in lead, in metal. That is not shayach. So we see from this, so it's more precious, that Bishul is shayach even in metal. Now, so what's the essential feature of Bishul? The essential feature of Bishul, and there is another Gemara, that Atune Disiche, the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kol Gadol. In other words, if somebody heats sticks of wood to make it soft, so it's Chayev Mishum Mevash. So the essential feature of Bishul is softening through heat by heating it. When you cook food, so then you prepare the food for eating purposes because it becomes softer. So mimele, so the essential feature of Bishul is that you make it soft through heating. So mimele, even in metal, if let's say through heating you melt a metal, you make it soft, so then it's your higher mission Bishul. That's one thing. Now there is From this Gemara, there is an obvious difficulty against the Rambam. Now, from this Gemara, we see that the posik of Lisivaru Eish Kechol Mishviseichem implies a Nisa Meloch. whether it's Lilav Yotzes or Lechalik Yotzes, some Mimele, it's a Nisa Meloche. And the Gemara says that the only reason is why Misas Bez Sreife cannot be meted out on Shabbos, because the essay of English Bezden is not Deiche, the Isa Meloche. But the Rambam says that this love of Rizivaro Eish V'chol Meshviseichem implies a Nisa against Onshi. Bezden is not allowed to carry out an Enish. Even an Enish that does not involve any Meloche, Malkus. Malkus does not involve any Meloche. So, doesn't involve any Meloche. So the Aloche is that Bezden is not allowed to meet out Malkus. To meet out Malkus on Shabbos. And if Bezden meets out Malkus on Shabbos, so Bezden is either allowed the Raise of Misivaroi B'chol Meshviseichem. Because B'chol Meshviseichem means Bezden, so that means Bezden is not allowed to carry out Tzreife. So the same thing applies to every Enesh into Malkus. The Rambam Perkel Dalet Milchas Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, says as follows. Enishin b'Shabbos, afropi she'enesh mitzvasei enedeich ha'Shabbos. Keitzan, harei she'nishayel b'Bezden Malkus or Nisi, in Malkin Eisei, ve'in Nisin Eisei, b'Shabbos, she'nemar l'sivaru eish b'chomish v'seichem. ביום השבת זו עזור לבזדין שלא יצחפו בשבת מי שנשחייב שחייב והוא עדין לישור עונשי כיצד הרי של מי שנשחייב בבזדין מלכס או מיסה אין מלכן איסה ואין מיסן איסה so it's a lot of איסה to meet out an אינש על שבת to meet out an אינש על שבת now שכונוך פסקנס that one is not allowed to arrest to make an arrest on Shabbos even a criminal unless it's near of Pekach Nefesh some criminals if you just leave them like that, so they might, the next day or the same day, they might kill another person. So because of Pekach Nefesh, so Yam Echuyev to arrest them. But if there is no Pekach Nefesh, one is not allowed, a Jewish policeman is not allowed to arrest anybody on Shabbos. Because of that law, of Misivar Weish, Bichol Meshviseich. Bichol Meshviseich. So Zual Zorli Bezden Shalom Yitzchifu B'Shabbos, Mishen Yitzchayev Sreife, V'yuhu Adin Lishoronj. So it has nothing to do with Meloche. Whether the essay of Einish of Bezden, of Einshi Bezden, is Deiche Meloche or it's not Deiche Meloche. Malkus, there is no Meloche. But there is a special Isser. So how can the Gemara learn out? How can the Gemara learn out a din that essay is Deichel, generally speaking, that essay is Deichel Ishi Bekores? Because here in the Torah tells us only Mrs. Bezden is Nash Deiche. So it appears from this Gemara that the Torah asks meeting out Tzreife because of the Isa Meloche. So the essay of Einish Bezden is not there. No, by Malkus there is no Meloche. But it's a new Isa. It's a new Isa. So of course everybody raises that question against the Rambam. Now where is the Rambam smoking? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos mentions the Yerushalmi Shabbos. Loises a shin chobeis, the amitzvah hashtaim ve esrim ve shleish meis. Ha'azoro sheuzarnu milvatzeya carry out eso enshin alachiti umilehitzi lipeyal piske hadin b'shabbos. V'yomre yisale lishivareish hakavone b'kach loisisreif mishen yisraif sreife v'adin lishom mises. V'loshna mechilke lishivareish sreife b'chwal loisom. ויוצא ללמד מסריבון יחדש יחס מיסס בזני ידיך לשבס אף כל שום מיסס ליטל לשבס אני כאן פעמים this רושב מחילתה is if at all so it contradicts the Rambam וכבר אומר עבור ללב יוצס ולא נזכאי מלשיל לחלק יוצס וכדי שיחייב על כל מלוכה ומלוכה בפני עצמו כשבואים כלי so the Rambam explains it I mean that לחלק יוצס means that there is a chiyuv of chatos for each meloch, I mean the Rashi's explanation is strange. Ubit more the bnei marove, but this is the mokia for the Rambam that even Malkus is michvah of the lav. Ubit more the bnei marove. So bichol mishviseichem rabbi le b'shem rabbi yana. I made a mistake. I said Yerushalmi Shabbos. Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, not in Shabbos. בכל מי שצריכם, רבי לוי שם רבי ינאי, מכאן ליבותי דינים של ידונים בשבס. זאת אומרת, הלוכה, that you cannot carry out an English. And you cannot pass, you cannot allow to, you can, you're not allowed, even to arrest with the rice, you're not allowed to make an arrest. Now you cannot say, well, the purpose of arrest is not to punish, but just to deter others, I mean, but it doesn't make any difference what the purpose of the punishment is. Onshin is osa. What the purpose is, whether the purpose is mikome, or the purpose is to deter, or the purpose is to discipline, whatever the motive is, doesn't make any difference. Onshin is osa b'shabes. Midraise. So maybe it has nothing to do with the essay of it. By Malkus, by the inish of Malkus, there is no melacha involved, and still it's osa. So how can the Gemara learn out from this posik that an essay is the yichalei b'kos?
So we have to say one thing. Now, the Torah says, "V'sivaru eish b'chol mishviseich." V'sivaru eish b'chol mishviseich. So, memele, what does mishviseich mean? Bez.
So, since the Torah says b'chol mishviseich, so what does it mean? So it doesn't mean b'chol mishviseich. Not only this bez. But the other bezin also. I mean, why should there be a difference between one bezin and another bezin? I mean, does it make a difference? So when the Torah says b'chol mishviseichem, that no einish should be carried out, no avoy, but so it should be carried out by any bezin. So what does it mean by any bezin? It means not only whether it's the bezin of Ein Aleph, how many kinds of bezins we have. We have the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph, we have the Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, and we have the Bezdin Shal Gimel. We have the Bezdin Shal Gimel. So Mimele, no matter what Bezdin, Luisivaroish. So Mimele, it's implicit. That's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin. How does the Yerushalmi know that no Einish can be carried out? Where is that mentioned? It's mentioned Luisivaroish, Bechom Mishvisechem. The answer is because the Torah says, Bechom Mishvisechem, Mishvisechem means Bezdin. And b'chol mishviseichem means every kind of bezin, whether it's a bezin of Ein Aleph or a bezin of Gimel or a bezin shel Gimel. Now, what kind of an English can a bezin shel Gimel carry out? Malkus. That's all. So since the Torah says l'sivaru eish b'chol mishviseichem, so it's a raya that it applies even to bezin shel Gimel. Now, a bezin shel Gimel cannot carry out an English of a bezin shel Gimel cannot carry out an English. Of Mephoshes, that requires Sanhedrin. That requires Sanhedrin. So that means that the Torah is, this posik does not limit itself only to the English of Sreifa. As Sreifa Bechlal Oiso. So that's the Droshim Mechilti. But it applies to all Onshin, not only to all Onshin of Mrs. Bezin, to the English of Malkus. So in other words, so herein we have a special guilt that this love applies to every English, not after Sreife. Sreife b'chlau lo iso. So, kol dolo shoyi b'chlau, yotso min ha'klau, lo yulamed la'atzme yotso, la'atlamed la'klau, lo yotso. So Sreife is a member in the category, in the class of Onshin, and it's l'lamed al'kol ha'klau, all Onshin, even Malkus, and even Makas Mardus. Two, Makas Mardus is not, the purpose of Makas Mardus is either to discipline the Avarian or to deter others. You see, it's not an English in the same sense as Malkus. But even to make an arrest, it comes within the law. Because the Torah says, V'chol mishviseichem, every best. So we have a new law, a new Yisra, against Oynesh on Shabbos. Shabbos you cannot be managed. Now, so Mimele, so the question arises, so how can the Gemara, if there is a new Yisra against Onshin, even an English doesn't involve in Loche, so how can we learn out from that an essay is the Yichalei Shokores, only here not, it's not a question of being the Yichalei, because there is a new Yisra.
So we have to say one thing. Now, when the Torah says, the Torah too, that kol dolo shoyi b'chlau, v'yotzim na'chlau, lo yulamed al'chlau, kuli, lo yulamed al'atzim yotzim al'chlau, kuli yotzim. But the Torah spells it out
in terms of a certain plight, of a certain type of punishment. The Torah spelled it out in terms of the Einish of Schreife, not in terms of the Einish of Skiller, not in terms of the Einish of Sayyid, not in terms of the Einish of Chelek, but in terms, literally, the Torah deals with the Einish of Schreife. Now, in the Einish of Schreife, in order to carry out the Einish of Schreife, so there are certain preparatory acts that have to take place. You see, the execution itself is realized when the Baskin is in so. So when it is put into her mouth, so then the final act of the Einish is carried out. But the preparation of the land, the preparation of the Einish, that is also necessary. So Mele, when the Torah says, we see Vagweish Bihomish Visechem, do not meet out the Einish of Schreife in your best. This is what the Torah means. Shesechem means the best. Do not meet out the Einish of Schreife. Now, so in order to meet out the Einish of Schreife, so there are two things. First of all, you have to be Mevashel the Psilo. And then you have to commit the act of Netilas Nishon. When you put it in the mouth of the Baskin Shezinso. So the Torah says two things. Do not be Mevashel the Psilo. To prepare the Psilo for the final execution, and do not execute. Both things, the Torah says. Now, so Mimele, insofar too we have a new Iser, not to execute, but the new Iser, not to execute, only has reference to the execution itself, the final execution. But let's say somebody's Chayv Malkus. Now, and how is the Malkus carried out? With the Ritzuah Shaleiva. Now, suppose you have to do something to prepare the Ritzuah so that it could be used. For Malkus. Now, somebody will do it on Shabbos. So, if he makes it tight, he makes enough in the Ritzuah in order to qualify it for Malkus, so then he'll be able to eat some Meloche. With Sasekom Meloche, he makes the Kesher Kesher Kayona. But suppose he doesn't have to make the Kesher Kayona. I mean, there are all kinds of glory. What is the Kesher Kayona? Suppose it is necessary to make in the Ritzuah Shalego a Kesher Sheinu Shokayona. Now, according to the Rambam, the Kesher Kayona means Tafki Kesher Shalumni. A kesher that one requires a training in order to do it, like the kesher shall upon him, I mean. But if it is a kind of kesher that can be made by an untrained person, so then it's not considered a kesher kayomet. Now suppose there is a certain ritzuah shaleinah that has to be used for malkus, and something, a certain kesher has to be done in it, and it's not the kesher shakayomet, and somebody will do this preparatory act in the ritzuah. Will he be able to have of Lisivago Eish B'chol Mishu Yisechem? No. Lisivago, the special, the new Yisir of Lisivago Eish is an Yisir against the final execution. That's a Malkus. Let's say, if Bezdin will give, the Shliach Bezdin will meet out the Malkus on Shabbos or on Yom Tev, so then he'll be able to have. But if Bezdin will just make a kesher on the ritzuah in order to qualify it for the malkus, will not be there the level is varish. But if the kesher is a kesher shokayome, so then they might be even the isa meloche, something else. But if it's not a kesher shokayome, they will not be even any isa. So the new isa that is implicit in the posik of isvarish b'chom shiseichem has reference only to the execution itself, not to any preparatory step prior to the execution. Now, but when the Torah says, "Lisivago Eish B'chol Mishu Yisechem," do not meet out the Einish of Schreife against the Baskin Shezinso. So the Torah says two things: do not carry out the execution itself, the putting of the Eiver into the mouth of the of the baskein, and also do not do any of the preparatory steps that have to be done in order to carry out the execution. Even that you shouldn't do. That's the plain meaning of his varish. You see that the Gemara deduces it from the preparatory step, because the bishop psilo is prior to the final execution. So in other words, that Rishivarish says two things: do not prepare the psilo on Shabbos, and do not put the psilo into the mouth of the basket. Both things the Torah says. So insofar as putting the psilo into the mouth of the basket is concerned, that's a new issa. So it applies even to Malkus. But in regard to the preparatory, the preparation of the psilo that the Torah forbids, so that's not a new issa, because there is no new issa against preparing, let's say, the Ritzua Shalegel for Malkus and Shabbos. If it doesn't involve any Meloche, so then there is no Issa. No Issa. All right, it will involve, let's say, since you cannot carry out the Malkus itself on Shabbos, so you'll have to carry out the Malkus on Sunday. So Memele, if you make a Kesha Sheni Shokayome and Ritzua, you'll be even a Nisan Rabon of Meichim, Mishabbos Lechel, that Issa you'll be there. But no other Issa. So the new Issa applies only to the execution itself, not to any preparatory step. But the Torah in this passage says two things: do not prepare the psilo for the baskeyan, and do not meet out the execution of the baskeyan. So insofar as meeting out the execution of the baskeyan, it's a new issa. But insofar as the other part of the Torah says do not prepare the psilo is concerned, there is no issa. So why shouldn't we do it? Because of the Melisa Meloche. But let the essay of Mrs. Bezdin be the Echadisa Meloche that is involved in the preparation of the psilo. So herein we have Exeras HaKosuv that the essay of Inish Bezdin is not the Eche, the Issa Kores of that is involved in the preparation of the psilo. But in any other place, an essay could be the Eche, the same kind of Issa. So in other words, so there is no stira from the Gemara against the Rambam. Now, something else that we see here, and I mentioned it, that Bishul is not limited only to Eichli, to Eichli and to Mashal. I mean, that Bishul can apply even to Met, even to Met. Now, the Shittas Rambam here, it's really not a vomiting kingdom, but I'll just, for a few minutes, I just want to... The Rambam says in Perek Beis Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Hamavir Kol Shehu Chayev, Vihu Sheyin Tzorich Leita, Avo Im Yivya Derech Hashchose Poteh, Mipnei Shehu Mikalki, Vahamavir Gdishi Shel Chavere Yoy Aseres Dirosei, Chayev Aval Pishu Mashu, Mipnei Shekavinosi Li Nokei Misonei, Misenei, Vahamizkau Daitiv Shel Chamosei Nasiki, Vahamizu Rav Shechad. And then, he says, Vichin Hamadlik Esanei Roy Eseitzi, בין ישחמים בין הויר הרי זה חי המחמן את הברזל כריצרתי במים הרי זה תלדס מעביר בחי הרי זה תלדס מעביר בחי. So the Rambam says, how about havore במטרס? I mean, that is negia, let's say, putting down electric light. When you put on electric light on Shabbos, is it Melochet Raisa or is it Melochet Rabbon? Now, Shlomo Goren at one time was Matia. Then later on, he said he didn't mean to be Matia, but all right, so let's say, so we're giving the benefit of doubt that he wasn't Matia. But he wrote a tshuva that it's Mutia, I mean, that there is no Issa de Raisa in putting on electric light on Shabbos. And he said, because of that, so I tell all the Jewish soldiers in the army that they can turn on electric light. This he wrote, that I read myself. But then there was a lot of, you know, protests. So then he wrote that he was only matir the Jewish soldiers in case of pukach nefesh. So the question arises, in case of pukach nefesh, so why does he have to resort to all this? So even if it's an issa d'raises, so he could be matir. So anyway, so he said he was never matia because chvivim divrei seifrim yisam divrei teira. All right. Anyway, so he said that there is no isad rice, but it's certainly not right in connection with other shame. According to the Rambam, it might be that there is no isad rice in turning on electric light, you know, and Shabbos. Only isad rabo. Now the Rambam says, hamechamim es habarzel kedloi tzalfi b'mayim harizetildis maver v'chayim. Harizetildis maver v'chayim. So the Raivet is masik. V'lomo loy mishum levashem moisichte la'asune dimeraper ope v'odah komit. So in other words, the Rambam says if somebody hits barzel, now electric light, so you have matres, you have tungsten. That's also barzel, matres. So the Rambam says that if somebody hits on Shabbos barzel, kidil itzofim amayim in order to temper it, in order to make it strong. So how was it done? It was done, so first you would be mechamim the metal very much, and then you would put it in water. So that would strengthen the metal. So it's still done today, I mean in the temperate process. So then if one is mechamim the barzel to itself with a mayim, so it's a total of mad. The rabbi is masik, no, it should be chayef mishum levash. Now, and then he says, if he does it in order to be mitzari, so then he should be chayef because of makibi patish, not because of mavi. But the Rambam, so the Raivet says, he doesn't say that mavi not, but he's masik against the Rambam as to why the Rambam doesn't say chayev mishum levash. But the Nisikeim point out that the Rambam himself in another place mentions the chiyuv of mevash also in Perek Tes. Perek Tes mechashav es halochevo hamatich echod mimene matches kolshu o yamechamim es hamatches ashtiose gachles הרי זה תלבס מבשם, וכן הממסס, אסדני גרעזה, חילה ויסזפס, והכיפה והגופריס, וחייץ בן, הרי זה תלבס מבשם, וחייה. So the Rambam says, המתיך אחד מן המתחס, כלשהו, או ימחמי מסמתחס, עד שתיוסי גחלס, הרי זה תלבס מבשם. So the Rambam mentions, and where is the mocha for this aloche? The Tzalon Gemara in Yevomes, Mali, Mali bishul psilo, mali bishul samonim. So in other words, when you take eiver, lead, that's a metal, and you heat it so that it melts, so yachayim shem mevashim. So the Rambam agrees that there could be a chiyuv of mevashim when you heat matres. But it appears on the Rambam, it has to be a substantial heating, because he says, hamatich echod min matres kolshu. Oy, hamichamim es hamatres. So of course, if it melts, then it certainly chayim mishum levashem. But even it's mashal Rambam. Even if it doesn't heat it so much that it melts, but it becomes a gachles. Oy, hamichamim es hamatres. At sheteyose gachles, harizetil des levashem. Harizetil des levashem. Now, what does it mean? Sheteyose gachles. Now, when you heat metal, so then it also becomes oxidized. But that involves only a slow process of oxidation. In other words, you cannot see it. It's not like when you burn a piece of cloth or paper. So then it immediately becomes reduced into ashes, because there is a very fast process of oxidation. But metal doesn't become oxidized so quickly. So it might take a long time in order that the metal should be reduced into ashes. But there is a slow process of oxidation. Let's say in the electric light, so there it's not, the tungsten is not oxidized altogether. But when you burn metal, so then there is a gradual, slow process of oxidation. So apparently, when the Rambam, the Chaznish, I mean, has a whole simen on that, what the Rambam means, actually, but it seems to me that when the Rambam,
What the Rambam means when he says that Chidose Gachles, in other words, that you can see, that you can see with your eyes that it became oxidized. According to science, so it's always oxidized. But that's a slow process. It's not something that is apparent. So when the Rambam says, means it should be apparent. Not that it should be determined scientifically, I mean that it was oxidized. That you should be able to see it. So that's what the Rambam means, Achitiose Gachles. Harim Tildes Mevashim. So in other words, if it is apparent that it became oxidized, so then he is Chayav Mishum Mevashim. So the Rambam, and the Mokia for this is our Gemore, Mali Bishul Psilo, Mali Bishul Samonim. But then the Rambam in Perek Yudbeis, so he says, Hamechanim Es Abarzel Kidli Tzalfi B'mayim, Hari Zetildis Mavir V'chayev, So is Chayev also Mishumavi. Here he doesn't say Hamechamim Es Abarzel Kidli Tzalfi B'mayim. So he doesn't say Hamechamim Es Abarzel Achi Oso Gachles Kidli Tzalfi B'mayim, Hari Zetildis Mavir V'chayev. When he mentions the Chiyuv Mishumavashir, he says Achi Oso Gachles. Oh, but here he says Hamechamim Es Abarzel Kidli Tzalfi. What do you mean klitzalfei? To be mitzarev the metal. In other words, first he heats it, and then he puts it in cold water. So then it becomes tov. So the metal becomes tov. So it's tempered. But he doesn't say achnasik achles. However, in Aloche Beis, the Rambam discusses kip. Now, you see, in our Gemore, havoy of matches is not discussed. In our Gemara, so kibu of matres is discussed. Because the Gemara says, Taf Kuflamed Aleph, in Shabbos, so the Gemara says, Mivarin gachle shel matres, ve mivarin gachle shel eitz. According to Reb Shimon, who says, Melocha shenitzrich legufo, it's poter, so it's muter to be Michabin gachle shel matres, aber Michabin gachle shel eitz. And according to Rav Shimon, who says Melochah Shetzchich Leguf is poter, so it's muter in the Rishus Arabim, in the place where there are people, where there could be Hezek the Rabbi. So to be mechabi in Megachles Reitz. Why? Because if you go on the street and you find a gachles shalom, so there is, you are not dealing with the case of Pikach Nefesh. But if you leave it, if you're not mechabi, so somebody might burn himself. But he will not burn himself to the extent of Pikach Nefesh. But he'll just burn himself. So Memela there is a Zeked Rabbi. So one time he says that the Gachle Shalait you're not allowed to be Mechabit. Even for the purpose of preventing Hezek the Rabbi. Because that is what we can do. That the Rosh Hashim Tzrich and the door is Chayim. So Memela there is an Ishak Hanfer. He said, I say, we are in order to prevent the Rabbi, only for the Pikach Nefesh. But here there is no Pikachnes. This is our Rashi explained to the Lord. Rashi and all the Rishonim. Except the Aloha Zimri. He has his own Pshat. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Aloha Zimri is higher. So, because of Ezek the Rishonim, we cannot be Mati or Yisad Raisi. But Tachlish or Matche, there is no Yisad Raisi. So, why is there Yisad Raisi involved in Tachlish or Matche? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Gachlus different than Gachlus Reitz? So Rashi says, "Mishena Matres Mishetah." It has no fuel value. Gachlus Reitz, so the fuel value, but Matres, the fuel value. So Mimole, so two Rebbeinu says, according to Rebbeinu, that the Lo Hashem is going to be spotted. So those to be chayev only. If he is considered for the purpose of preserving the full value. So according to the Simon, Mechavim Tzor only if the purpose is to preserve the fuel value. Kilat Tzpechom. But if there is Mechavim,
even if he is mechabed, not for the purpose of preserving preserving the full value. So as long as it has its real value, machine can so matres, so it has its real value, so then even rabbinians made that there is no value. Now, then the other price that says that one value to be mechabed is not true to the because with Rapshina, because he says more than the truth in the group of is excellent, so this is for more than the group of there, so when the power is by people only in classes per cup, so but this is mechabed in order that it shouldn't burn, maybe it should become burned, so it's more than the group of so it's not on the Rabbanon, so to prevent hesitant Rabbanon, so there is no reason for Rabbanon of the Rabbanon. That's, so in other words, according to Rashi, special matres is better than the rice because it's not much to pechol. So that is a sworn thing that if it cannot become pechol, if it has no fear value, so mimele, so then he's not, so he's not shy. But no shy has to have it. There's no shy has to have it. Now, the Rambam, the halacha d'ilu says that the reason is why according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the gachlo shel matches is mutar to be mechabed, and the gachlo shel oitz in the Rishus Rabbim is osir. So he says not that there is any difference between kibur of matches and kibur of oitz, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even matches has his pechom, so it's chayev, so he doesn't have to be capable of becoming pechom. Even if it's incapable. So he's also highly contributed. So why is it mutter to be mechabed in gachles or matres? So he says because of the kuach nefesh. If it's a burning gachles, and if it's not mechabed, somebody might pass by and trip over it, and then he might be burned and die from it. So it's sorry. So why? So monefshech, so even gachles or eitz also kuach nefesh? So the halacha d'ilu says, he says the balabatish is wrong. So he says, Al-Hadilas, because the Gachlash Aleitz has a glow, a red glow. So the melee, no person will step on it. But the Gachlash Matras has no glow. So the melee, somebody will pass by, he will not know that it burns, and they'll step on it, and they'll die. So in other words, according to Al-Hadilas, so if there is an Isra, I'm saying, Kibu of Matras, in other words, let's say, turning off electric light. So according to Rashi, it certainly doesn't involve any sort of light. But according to Al-Khazdeles, because that's the keeper of the tungsten. But according to Al-Khazdeles, if we say that Lochashin, according to Rav Yude, that Lochashin is Chilgufa is Chayef and Rambam Paskos like Rav Yude, so then even keeper of Matres would involve a Melochel Rai. Alright, so the Gemara discusses keeper of Matres. Havor of Matres, the Gemara doesn't discuss. But here the Rambam says, Hamechamines Abarzel Kedritzalke Demayim Harizetilvis Mavar Chayev, but only if he does it with the intention of tempering the metal. Ritzalke Demayim. But if it's not done with the intention of Tzilu, then not. How about Hamivayres or Eitzim? Let's say, of course, not Shayach Tzilu in Eitzim. But suppose it would be Shayach Tzilu in Eitzim. Would the Rambam say, only if he's Mivayir 18 for the purpose of being Mitzarif? Of course, it doesn't make any difference. So, in other words, so how is it that Ligabi Barzel, so Ligabi Metal, so only if he does it with the purpose of being Mitzarif, otherwise not? So, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that the Rambam holds that the Gemara in Shabbos, that says, that kibu matres is not also midraisim in the context of Yude. So the Rambam doesn't explain it on the basis of pechom as Rashi does. But the Rambam shita is that when is there an isa deraisa of avore, only if something is turned into eifer. In other words, this it means only if it is oxidized. In other words, when is there a meloche deraisa of avore? Only when it turns into ashes, when it's oxidized. But if it, let's say, suppose somebody will burn a piece of wood,
and the piece of wood will be in the matrike the way it was in the sneh. There it was with the rachnes. Hasneh beya beish, vasneh in an uko. So the sneh, which was wood, wasn't oxidized. But suppose somebody on Shabbos will burn a piece of wood, and it will not be, for some reason, whether with the rachnes or with the hateva, it will not be oxidized. It will not turn into ashes. So then there is no isar havore midrais. Because the Yisr Avore, this is what the Rav Shukunov says, according to the Rambam, the Yisr Avore, the Meloch of Avore, does not consist in making, let's say, a piece of wood or a piece of material burn, but in becoming burnt, in oxidizing it. So matres does not become oxidized, even though, I mean, according to science, it does become oxidized, but this is a slow process of oxidation. This oxidation is not apparent, so maybe it's not considered that it's burned, that it's turned into ashes. So that's why if one is just mechamemes abarzel, so he's not chayav mishum avir. But why does he? So in other words, so the Rav Shulchan says that why does the Gemara say that kibush al matches does not involve the Yisrael Raise? Because the Raise kibu and avore applies only to something where through the avore it turns into ashes. So then, if you burn it and you turn it into ashes, you oxidize it, so you're chayev. Or if you're mechabet and you prevent this transformation of the material, of the wood, or of the cloth, or the paper, whatever it is, into ashes, then it's chayev mishim kibu. Mashim kibu matches, so even without the kibu, it will not turn into ashes. So mimele, there is no kibu. But if he does it with the intention of mitzalfi b'mayim, so then it's a special halach. Now the Rav Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss what kind of a substitute is kibu mitzalfi, but it seems, I mean, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that because in other words, when is there a chiyuv avor according to the Rambam, if it's apparent, if it's nikya, the shinu, when you burn paper, when you burn wood, you immediately see, I mean, you don't have to be a scientist, any person can see that it turns into ashes. There is a shinu in the hefte, in the object that is burned. Mashain came when you heat metal, all right, according to science, there is one part of oxidation. But this is not the kind of oxidation that is apparent, that is nikah. So mimele, there is no chiyuv. So, but if he does it, kidui tzalfi b'mayim, and then it becomes strengthened, and there is a shinu in the hefte, an apparent shinu, because it becomes tzoruv, so that's a substitute, like turning it into ash. Like turning it into ash. This is the shittas Rambam. Alright, now. So, then the Rambam says, ha-mechabe kol shehu chayev. Echad ha-mechabe seneir, echad ha-mechabe ha-gachle shaleit, aber ha-mechabe gachle shal matches potah. V'mishabe litzarei chayev shechein litchei. Now, then, so first he mentions that mechames ha-barzel kidli tzalfei is chayev mishin told of mad. And then he says, now, ha-chabeis, suppose he's mechabe le matches. So it's chayev mishim mechabed. In other words, so it seems that as the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that according to the Rambam, there is no difference between avor and kibu. According to Rashi's pshat, so the reason is why by matches there is no chiyuv of kibu even according to Abide, because it's not tase pechom. Pechom is has a shayches is a svore in kibu, not in avor. But according to the Rambam, avor and kibu midraise apply only to something when the thing becomes burnt. You can see that it becomes burned. There is a change in the chetze. You take a piece of wood and you burn it. You see, it turns into ashes. It's something else. But when you heat metal, a rod of iron, even for hours if you heat it, you'll take a look at it. If you touch it, you'll see, I mean, that there is a difference. But if you just look at it, so it looks the same as if nothing happened. True, there is a certain change. But it is not the kind of change that is nikalai, that is apparent. So mimele, there is no chiyuv avore. But if he does it with litzarfei, so there is a shinu in the object that is heated, so that's like burning a piece of wood. So he says, v'mischav ha-mechav gachus omad chespota, v'mischav litzarif chayev, shechilit shei ha-barzel, eisim, mechamim es ha-barzel, ad sheyose gachales, u'mechavin eisim b'mayim kedlechasmei. V'zehu litzarev sho'eise yisei chayev v'utel ismechadev. So here the Rambam also mentions Achiyose Gachales. But here he mentions Achiyose Gachales in describing the process of tempering, you see. So it doesn't have any significance, intrinsic significance, because the Rambam says, when is a chayim shalom mechabe if he does it with the intention of being mitzarev? And when, in order to be mitzarev, you have to heed it to the extent of osik achlet. So this is descriptive of the process. Suppose you can be mitzarev it without making it gachles, a lesser degree of heeding, so also the chayim. So we see from the Rambam that there is a distinction between bishul, the chiyuv mishum bishul, and the chiyuv. And the chiyuv mishum mavia, because in regard to bishul, so the Rambam says achitose gachles. So there is intrinsic significance in the achitose gachles. When is he mivashel if it becomes oxidized? But if it doesn't become, if it's apparent, if the fact that it's oxidized is apparent, so then there is bishul. Mashein kein in regard to mechames abarzel. So when is a chiyuv avore only if he does it for the purpose of tzil? And in order to be mitzarev it, you have to heed it so much. But suppose you are mitzarev it without heeding to that degree, so it's mashal of the Rambam, so it's also chayiv. Anyway, so this is the shita of the Rambam. Now, in respect to electric light, so according to Rashi Shite, so there is certainly an issue of raise in putting down electric light, according to Rashi Shite. According to the Rambam, I'm not sure, but according to the Rambam, there is no Issa Deraise in putting that electric light, because we don't do it for the purpose of being mitzarev. And here it's certainly not oxidized. Like this, there is a slow process of oxidation, but the tungsten is not oxidized altogether. But according to Rashi, there is certainly an Issa Deraise. Kibu of electric light, so according to all the Shemim, except the Halacha Zeilis, there is no Issa Deraise. Even Alibe the Rabbi Yude, who says Melachos Nitzchichu Guf Yischayev, except according to Halachas Deilis, so but even by kibur of electric light, there could be an Issa Deraise. Anyway, so we see, but from this Gemara is the Mokher for the Rambam's din that there is bishul. If somebody is mavir, the psilo, if somebody is mavir matres, metal, until it melts, becomes the gachles, so it's chayev shel mavashel. So where is the Mokher? Where is the Mokher for that? This is this Gemara. Now I just want to go over the next piece of Gemara. Omer Avsime Barash. Hai Tani, it's another one, so Gemara said that the Mokeya, for the general principle, that an essay is Eich Elisis and Sheyesh Bakores, is the posik of Mishibarwish. Because here in the Torah tells us that Mrs. Bezdin is not Deiche, there is some loch of Shabbos, it's a chorus of Shabbos. But in any other mitzvah, is deiche a similar reason. So that's why the Torah had to mention, especially the Kosovo Valero, that the death of Yivan is an exception, and it's not deiche loishish makom. Omer Avsim Rav Ashi, no. Hai tan eloi mishum do se se vidoch aloysa se, alo mishin maise mikalachim. In other words, this passage does not tell us in general zeras hakos that general essay is deiche leisim kores. No, but the reason is why this Torah, the Torah has to tell us that the essay of Mrs. Bezdin is not deiche leis of Shabbos, not because on the basis of a general principle it should be deiche. No, because I could deduce a special yalfus that Mrs. Bezdin, just Mrs. Bezdin itself, should be deiche Shabbos. Special halacha. We should make them kalachim. Vohekom. Mani mikai mechalel meis yumos. Vishomlo. Chut Mrs. Bezdin. Av Mrs. Bezdin dach ishav ni kalachim. Uma avei deshir ichmura videcha Shabbos. Vitzicha deiche iso. Shirem amin mizbiz bechit kichan olomus. So if somebody is a ritzeach, and he is chayiv mis, and then the ritzeach runs away to the Bisa Migosh, and he started to do the avei, so the halacha is that he has to interrupt the avei, and be mebattled away in order to carry out the Hinesh of Mrs. Bez. So an Aveide is so chomor that Aveide itself is the Chashabes. Let's say the Aveide of every Korban that is Kavura is Man, the Aveide of Korban Tomin, the Korban Musaf, every Korban that is Kavura is Man,
or let's say Kom Pesach, also Kabbalah is Mar. So is Deich Hashat. So suppose someone was in Eritzeach who has to be executed. So he went away to the Bisa Migdosh and he started to do the Aveide. Let's say the Eritzeach is a Kayak. And he started to do the Aveide. So the Aloche is that we have to interrupt. We have to interrupt the Aveide in order to carry out the Nishav Bez. So Ritzicha means the Inish of Misa's Bez. So the Inish of Misa's Bez is Deicha Aveide, that is so homo, that this in itself Aveide is Deicha Shabbos. So Shabbos, she nitchis mitne Aveide. So in other words, in every Kavachimah you have a minor premise and a major premise, something that is cow, that is cow, and something that is homo. So in other words, what is considered as the cow? So Shabbos is considered as the cow, and Aveide is considered as the chum. So Shabbos in itchas mitne Aveide, that is cow, and it din shedar yitzicha deicha. So if Mr. Bez is the major item, that is Aveide, so it certainly should be deicha, Mr. Bez, which is the minor item, the Shabbos. Umay yinidi koma ro koma. Kuras mes mitzvah dechia, shedichas avedin dechas ha-shabes. Hodor oma, kuras mes mitzvah, titre shabes in kawachina, uma avede shedichas shabes, kuras mes mitzvah dechia isa, ula chese, shabes mitzvah avede nedi shedi kuras mes mitzvah dechia isa, Talmud leima, lo yisiva. Talmud leima, lo yisiva. All right.